Hello, everyone. I am Brian Zimmerman, the custom content editor at Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, we have Athena Lenve, Pelvic Health ERAS Program Coordinator at El Camino Hospital in Mountain View, California, who will be discussing her experience with adding enhanced recovery after surgery to her hospital, as well as its impacts. Athena, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. So first question here, why did your hospital decide to explore ERAS?
Well, this actually started for us back in 2017. So there was a GYN oncologist that I work with, and he came back from a conference where he had attended a lecture on enhanced recovery after surgery, which is commonly known as ERAS. So he approached me to tell me he wanted to do ERAS for his patients. At the time, honestly, I'd never heard of it. I was like, you want to do what now? But I started diving into the many, many published articles on ERAS. And the more I read, the more I was really impressed about how over and over again, ERAS showed some really impressive outcomes for their patients. Also at the time, still as we're struggling with now in healthcare, there was a lot of focus on the opioid epidemic. And one of the consistent outcomes that shows up quite over and over again in ERAS data is a reduction in opioid use. In some of these articles, they achieved a reduction of 30, 50, 60, even in some as much as 80%, which is astonishing. So when I started putting all this together, I just thought to myself, gosh, well, how could we not try this for these patients? So then we started implementing it kind of as a pilot program for the GYN oncology patients.
Thank you for giving us that overview there. And then can you talk a bit about, you know, who did you work with and what was your budget here?
Well, so it's kind of funny how this all started because at the initial start of all this, I had no budget. It was just me, a program coordinator, and I had other duties that I had to do. I did go to my manager and showed all this great data, and she gave me permission to go ahead and give it a try and spend some time working on it. But it was pretty much just me and the surgeon kind of working together, putting together a draft protocol. I did go to all of my experts within my organization. So I would meet independently with experts like pharmacy, nutrition, physical therapy, geriatric specialists, of course, nursing in the various perioperative and postoperative areas to get their input. The ERAS Society doesn't give you an exact prescription. They give you guidelines, and every hospital sort of looks at these guidelines and kind of figures out what works best for their culture, their patients, their hospitals, their surgeons, their needs. So it was a matter of sort of figuring out what flavor of ERAS worked best for us. So after putting all of that together, I put together a draft. I sat down with the GYN oncology surgeons, and then we all kind of agreed on what we thought would be a good place to start with ERAS, and then put it together as an electronic order set, and then off we went.
Wonderful. Sounds like it was a very collaborative experience. You collected a lot of information, then initiated it. So what was your timeline here then?
Well, our timeline initially for this initial implementation for GYN Onc, it took a while. It took probably a little over a year. But in the beginning, that's largely because, like I mentioned, I had other things I had to do, right? Other job duties I had to complete. And it wasn't really a priority. It seemed very interesting and very promising, but it wasn't a huge priority for, honestly, me or the organization. But after we implemented it and we started collecting some data and then we started showing administration that data, then suddenly they became very interested in implementing it for other service lines, and the timeline was able to be much shorter for future service lines that we rolled out.
And then you mentioned before, like, you know, really homing in on the flavor of ERAS that works best for your organization. So I'm curious, you know, what were your specific goals and how did you plan to measure success?
In this early implementation for GYN Onc, we actually measured three specific things, and all of this was hand extracted, so we had to sort of define which elements were the most important to us. So we measured opioid use, antiemetic use, and length of stay. So for the opioid use, we measured about 3 months of data pre and post. Actually, at the time, our GYN oncologists, they set an actual goal for reduction of opioid use, and they were very conservative. They were kind of worried about overreaching. ERAS was new to us. So they set a goal of reducing opioid use by 15%. And I'm like, all right, you know, data is usually stronger than that, but let's try that. And then I finished calculating the data. And when I finished calculating the data for opioid use, I just about fell out of my chair because we actually achieved an opioid reduction of 58%, which was just astonishing. I was just so amazed that we managed to do that. The next measure we looked at were antiemetics. We didn't set a specific goal here, but we calculated a reduction of antiemetic use actually in 62%. Now, this measure of a decreased antiemetic use is actually just as meaningful to me, even though antiemetic use doesn't really tend to be a big focus of organizations. It's not really media the way opioids is. It was just as meaningful to me as a nurse because I've been a nurse for 20 years, and I can tell you I have heard over and over again my patients tell me they, hands down, would rather have pain than nausea in most cases. So to me, this really spoke that we're improving our patients' quality of life by making them not nauseated to begin with. The last measure that we looked at was length of stay. So we actually managed to reduce length of stay by 13% in all ERS patients. So this includes a laparoscopic and laparotomy, the bigger tumor debulkings, that sort of thing. But then when we pulled out data for just the tumor debulkings, like the laparotomy patients, we achieved a 25% reduction length of stay, which is actually really impressive. Changing length of stay at all is actually quite hard to budge. And reducing length of stay, that's where you really get administration's attention. They're interested in improving patients' quality of life, absolutely. But by reducing length of stay, that's where you get the dollar signs. That's where you get the money savings. So the analysts kind of calculated by our reduction length of stay, just maybe a rough estimate of saving about $200,000 a year. And then suddenly, administration's like, oh, well, of course we should have an ERS committee. And of course we should spend all this, you know, money and resources into implementing it at other service lines. And then a quick point I want to make here is that when we started ERS, when we were providing education to the staff nurses about it, we never, ever told them, don't give opioids, don't give antiemetics, shove them out the door. I mean, of course not, right? They're taking care of their patients the same way that they always have. If their patients have nausea, of course they give medications. If they have pain, they give that sort of thing. Our discharge criteria never changed. You know, pain had to be controlled, they had to be ambulating, they had to be eating well, drinking well, that sort of a thing. So this is all literally because we were helping our patients recover sooner, which is the whole point of an enhanced recovery protocol.
Those results are really impressive, Athena. Thank you so much for being here today and walking our listeners through your experience in this journey here. Before we wrap things up, do you have any final thoughts to leave folks with?
Yes, absolutely. I think the biggest thing I want to get across is that I've been a nurse, as I mentioned, for 20 years. This has been the most meaningful project I've ever worked in. Being able to see the data at my hospital with my own eyes and know that it's made a difference in our patients' recovery and quality of life post-op is so meaningful to me and really speaks to the core of the reason why I became a nurse. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to be here today. I take every opportunity I can to speak about ERS. I've spoken nationally to try to encourage and spread the word and be a support to other organizations that might be interested in implementing this. As I'd said, my initial implementation took a year, but now that I do have more resources at my hospital, now that we've been able to partner with other organizations like Cardinal Health, for example, that helps provide our preoperative kits to patients, it's a lot quicker. We can do it start to finish, maybe about 6 months or so. So it can be done, and I'm here to support any other organization that has questions about how to do that so that we can all do together what's best for our patients.
Thank you, Athena. Perfect place to close out here. Really appreciate your time and thought-provoking responses today.
Thank you.
I also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Cardinal Health. We invite you to join our upcoming webinar with Athena about ERAS. You can register today at beckershospitalreview.com/upcomingwebinars. You can also tune in to more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com/podcasts.